time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. On today's show, it's all about how to water, when to water, and most important, how much to water. Because I always see people most times over-watering plants, and we'll talk all about that. And for example, I was just on the road, and when I'm on the road filming, I always have a local high school student, pay him a couple bucks, bring him in, do a little teaching about how much to water. I mean, when it's nutrient times, all the organics, I do that. But I had just returned, and a couple plants weren't watered enough, and I'll talk more about that in a little bit. So we're going to talk about, you know, your lawns, your gardens, your house plants. You know, we'll make them all separate categories. But the neat thing about taking this time, the time with your plants, I'm going to tell you, and this is me, I am an absolute morning guy, and I'm out there in the morning, and it is so peaceful out there. And I'm going to tell you that I get to solve all of the world's problems at that moment. But you also know this. It is a time for reflection, for some prayer. I can be out there. And while I am out there, you're just thinking about what's going on, family, friends, making things a little bit better. So I do mean this. It is super peaceful time when you're with time with your plants. So let's start with lawns and gardens. Well, here's the first thing. Let's talk about, and I see this often, people watering their lawns at the wrong time. So the best time to water your lawn is early in the morning. I'm going to say the 4 a.m., but really some are more closer to 5 a.m. Well, the reason for this is it's cooler out, so you're going to have less evaporation going on. If you're watering during the day, and I'll be somewhere in America driving down some city, I shouldn't say city street, but town, suburb, and you see a sprinkling system going on, and you see that they are watering during the day, well, you have so much evaporation going on, the plants aren't getting what they need, and we're going to talk about roots in a little bit. That's one of the things. And then you're spending more money on something you're really not getting because it's evaping out. And for those of you that say, well, I'll just water it all night long, or I don't want to see the water on, and they water at night. Well, this promotes disease. Well, if it promotes disease, and now you're going to have to come in because many people, sad to say, who aren't organic, and it's easy to be organic, well, you're going to lose grass, so you're going to pay for that. So now there's more of a loss of money as well. And I'm also going to say, because we always talk about being totally organic, and you could listen to the show here, one of our podcast shows. I was with Inspector Dave in the studio, and we spoke about growing your lawns organically. You could even go on to Joey B TV, JoeyBeTV.tv, and you could watch shows on organics in there. I film with Inspector Dave, brilliant organic gardener. We also do some lawn things on that as well. Well, the duration of how long you should be watering that lawn, it's only a few times per week. You see, many times people just have the sprinkler system set on, and it goes on every single day, and it's not for a long enough period of time. Well, here's the problem. You want to be able to water for a long duration, for an hour or two, depends on how much lawn you have, and you want the water to go down. The reason why you're watering it for a longer, you want the water to go deep, because when the water goes deep, that's where the roots grow. And if this promotes deep root growth, in times of drought, your plants do better, your lawn will do better, because in times of drought, when your roots are near the top, that's when they start to die off. Give you an example. My folks, they live in a 55 and over community. I was very recently, after filming our Glow of Freedom documentary, just needed a break, so I just went down to visit the folks. Some other family members live there. They happen to live in a shore area, and my folks are in a 55 and over community, and they were having problems. Now, think about this. There's probably hundreds of people, and in this one community, and they're having a problem with the sprinkling systems for the pressure or the amount of water, the duration, all those things. So a couple of the neighbors, you know, were just hanging out, and they were asking me questions, and I was talking about, you know, again, what I just discussed about when is the best time, whys, and all this, and they're going, wow, I didn't know that. Well, I said, well, then you need to sit down with your association and make these changes. And in the interim, one of my parents' neighbors, because her plants, and she has, you know, flower gardens and things right next to the grass, was not getting enough water. And she would go out there with her hose and just like these little sprays and sprays and sprays and not giving her plants enough water. Hey, and I mentioned it to her about, you know, duration, and, you know, and she said, okay. And she still went out there the next day and gave it as little as possible. Well, then guess what? If that's going to happen, then you're not going to get the amount of water your plants need, and your plants aren't going to be so happy either. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, here's the summer heat deal. As I was discussing, if you water little and often, the roots are near the surface, as I spoke to you. Well, I've got neighbors on both sides. They have these huge pieces of property where I live, and mine happens to be organic in the middle of non-organic on one side, non-organic, and nice people. But these folks here, when they water, it is that, as I just described about my parents' neighbor, my neighbors, it is they just put it on for a short period of time. And when they put it on for a short period of time, then their plants aren't doing as well. Well, that's their choice. Now, let's go to gardens. And let's talk about, well, then, inside a garden, how can we water a couple of different ways? And how much to water, when to water, all of that. Well, let's go to Inspector Dave's Organic Garden. He uses a Canadian drip system. And it's a Tyvek hose. And you can actually see some of this because on Joey B TV, he actually, you know, we were filming there. He shows how it's put down, installed, so you can see all of that. And we actually went to an organic farm and took a look at theirs and what they do as well. So you can watch that. Hey, and you could always tweet me at Joey B, J-O-E-Y-B-E, Outdoors. So many of you have questions and comments. I love some of your comments. And some of you have suggestions about some future shows that, you know, you listen to something, you're going, wow, that's pretty neat. Well, what about? And that gives us, and again, I am a research type of guy. You know, I am an environmental scientist. I know a fair bit of information, but I love to research, and that's an important piece of the puzzle. So you can always tweet me those comments. Now, you can also put a soaker hose on your garden. You could put it closer to the soil, less evaporation, because you're going to get less evap from this because the water is not being sprayed up somewhere, so that's why you get less evap, so you're going to spend less money. Well, going back to Inspector Dave's garden, he also, because we all use different mulches, and believe it or not, he uses in the organic garden a plastic mulch, and the plastic mulch is so that Canadian drip system is below the soil, and it is under that mulch, so you're getting very little evap, so the water is going where it needs to go to, it's going to the roots, and you're going to get and spend less money. And he actually collects rainwater, has it pumped in. So he is the economical. And you could, once again, you can see that show on Joey B TV. So the way to prevent evaporation is with those mulch. And as I said, there's many different types. You know, people use the decorative ones, the cedar mulches and all that. So that's, to me, that's fine as well. Now, going back to that plastic mulch, well, the colors reflect specific light. And not because tomatoes are red, but the red mulch, believe it or not, scientists have found out, works better for tomatoes. The green mulch works better for peppers. There are other colors that are out there. Hey, you make your own little experiments as well. And let me just say this. As time has been going on, my little niece Gabby, she and I spend a lot of time together. She wants to be like the junior Joey B Outdoor Adventure gal. And, you know, we talk gardening, and we've been, well, I was telling you, we were down at my folks' house, and we were, you know, down there for days, and, you know, all the different foods that we're eating. She said, oh, save the apple seeds. Oh, save the, what was it, cherry seeds. We're having some Bing cherries and different things. And she's going, okay, let's grow a farm at Grandma and Papa's house. I said, okay, hey, no problem. So we are collecting the seeds and drying the seeds. And very shortly, she and I will be planting the seeds, and not outside. We'll start them in pots, and I'll show her how to do that. And she and I have already transplanted different plants and all. So she's learning what it's like to be two things. that gardener, so about when to water, how much to water, all that. And she's also learning about organics in that as well. Now, you should know this, that nutrients, so if you're feeding your plants, they are only taken up with water. And many people don't know this. So, you know, you need to fertilize with water going in as well, because if you just put, and I'm just going to say, and we use organics, but if you use an organic and then you don't water it in, well, if you don't water it in, it's just sitting in the soil, not being used. And it's also easier and less expensive, and I say this on many shows, to be organic. And two of the simple ones that we use all the time are kelp, fish emulsion, and believe it or not, one of them happens to be chamomile tea, and I'll get to that in a little bit. Now, I happen to be that container growing guy because, hey, as we travel, I, you know, just can't have the big, or I do have beautiful flower gardens, but they're perennial gardens, so they need next to no care from me. I do care and do still put some organics on them. So, but I'm going to let you know that when you're out there, I am a morning person, love every bit about the morning. So you're out there, it's peaceful. And, you know, I actually have two large watering pails because it's, so to speak, and I really mean this, it's the up close and personal that I get with the plants, get to spend some time with them. Well, I have my strawberry gardens out there, and those I have to do more than just the pails of water. So, you know, hose and soaker hose and all that. And I actually have to beat the chipmunks to my organic strawberries. No joke. I get a bowl a day or more. They get a bowl a day. And what ticks me off about the chipmunks, they will bite into one strawberry and then go on to the next one. Bite. Like, I don't mind. And I always say this. I don't mind sharing my fruits and vegetables with animals. But if you're going to bite into it, eat the whole thing. So, hey, I'm sure if there's any chipmunks out there, I'm sure they're taking notes on this right now. So I do thank you very much, Mr. Mrs. Chipmunk, for listening to that as well. Now, if you happen to be planting from seeds, well, if you're planting from seeds, the number one thing that attacks a new seedling, so it's just come out, and that is a fungus called damping off fungi. It's funny. You will see your plants one day, and they're a tiny little plant, inch tall, 2 inches tall, and you're looking at them going, man, they look great. And you come back the next day, and it almost looks like somebody just like pulled them out and dropped them on the soil, and you go, what happened? And that's the damping off fungi. Well, believe it or not, one of the natural fungicides happens to be chamomile tea. And in the Chili Pepper Research Lab, I used to be the director of, we would brew, and I'm not joking, gallons upon gallons each day. And you have you know, your own little garden, your own little seedlings. Well, then brew little bits the day before, let it cool room temperature because you never put anything warm on the soil. And if you're using chamomile tea until they have their second set of leaves, that's about when, you know, they're protected from the damping off fungi. So I'm going to also let you know that if you have houseplants, because people say, well, I always overwater my houseplants. So here's your cool tip. So you can never, ever overwater a houseplant. So it doesn't matter whether it's a seedlings or a houseplant. If you have a tray below and you fill that with water. So here you go. If you're doing this for the first time, you actually water the top of the soil till water comes out the bottom. And it's important that you know, say you're outside. If you have pots, you always water till water comes out the bottom. Then you know that you've gotten those roots. They're going to grow down. And you know that you've got enough moisture in there for the day. And then you need the finger feel. So I just jumped to outside for a second just because it popped in my mind. Don't just touch the top of the soil, but press your finger into the soil about half an inch. And if it's moist, you don't need to water. If it's dry down there, because a lot of times the top of the soil will just dry out. And you go, oh, it needs water, when it really doesn't. So just press your finger in there so you've got that. Now, let's go back to the indoor plants. You've now watered them so water came out the bottom, and now you have a tray below. And if you put water in that tray, and all you do is every day fill that tray and don't do anything, you cannot overwater your plants. So let's talk a little chemistry right here, because I'm sure you all, you know, turn on Joey B's Adventures, my outdoors here, just to listen to chemistry. Well, guess what? There's a term called polarity, and water, H2O, is a Mickey Mouse molecule. And you know, what is he talking about? Well, guess what? It has to do with positives and negatives. And believe it or not, the water in the soil will pull the water upwards from the tray below and keep it watered all the time, because in polarity, water will play follow the leader. Yes, it will defy gravity. That is a really, really cool thing. Now, if you have water trays, you're watering from the bottom, so you can never, ever, ever, ever overwater your plants. And you can even apply your nutrients, liquid kelp and fish emulsion, that way. And they will, because remember, nutrients get brought in with water, will get there as well. So if you keep track of that tray, you'll be okay. I like that little thing. Now, growing up, when I was in college at Rutgers, I worked in Jolie Nursery. That's something that sold plants, not kids. Little joke over there. Well, you know, we'd be outside and we'd be watering, and it might be raining lately, and people would be driving by and beeping their horns like, what are you guys, a bunch of idiots, you're drawing. Well, guess what? As farmers know this, you can't count on the potential of rain. You're going to not be concerned what the weather is like, unless it's raining out, you know, in a great amount. You're going to make sure that you get things watered in. So take care of your plants in a more botanical way. You now know how to water, when to water, how much to water. Let's get out there and let's make it a little bit more organic. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. That was awesome.